More now from Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo-Flores, who hunkered down in South Florida. Ariane, what are you experiencing this morning in Miami?
Obviously, it was not the major catastrophic storm that Miami was fearing, but it was still a very potent hurricane that hit the area, the equivalent of like a Category 1 or Category 2, with really, really strong wind gusts at times. So we saw significant flooding in the downtown area, like the Brickell Financial District, which is this really burgeoning, growing, vibrant neighborhood with lots of young professionals and lots of bars and restaurants. That was under roughly 3 feet of water yesterday. It was like a river coursing through that neighborhood. We've also seen the cases of a couple of cranes that had collapsed as a result of the powerful winds. There have been roofs that have been ripped off of some buildings. So there's significant damage. I think it'll become clearer as the daylight comes and we can get out and really venture into these areas to see the extent of it. But it could have been worse.
Why were those cranes left on top of those buildings?
This was a concern that was expressed before before the storm hit. This area of Miami just continues to grow. I mean, it's there's so much building. There's construction sites all over. There's cranes, and these are really big structures. These cranes, and so what officials were saying beforehand was that it was simply going to take too much time.
Okay.
To be able to dismantle them. Like, they wouldn't be able to do it before the storm came. So what they did was secure them, and they were supposedly, created to be able to withstand a strong hurricane. But apparently that wasn't the case with a couple of them.
Wow. What about power outages this morning?
There are significant power outages. Across the state, there are, roughly 5 million people that are without power. Where I'm staying in an area of like Western Miami, the power went out. It went out yesterday afternoon, like Sunday afternoon, and then came back overnight. So their FPL, Florida Power and Light, has just a huge number of crews that are out trying to restore power. And that's gradually happening. But you can see just really large swaths of darkness.
Mm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo-Flores, hunkered down in Miami, where he's been tracking Hurricane Irma. I know officials use the term in the days ahead, catastrophic. Did they oversell it? Has there been any criticism?
I don't think that there's criticism of overselling it. I mean, this was just an enormous storm. It was the most intense storm recorded in the Atlantic Basin. It has consistently on its track. It consistently had all of Florida in the cone of uncertainty. And we saw what happened on the Gulf Coast with the sort of panic that set in when folks realized that the storm was starting to track west.
Yeah.
And that the eye was now going to pass over them instead of what people had originally been thinking, which is that it was going to track up the eastern coast. That was a really serious situation with people just, scrambling to get out. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people evacuating. Parts of the state really got nailed. I think if you didn't have the level of evacuations that we saw, the level of preparedness that was put in place, it could have been a lot worse.
Thanks, Ariane. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo-Flores in Miami.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.